Hi everybody, my name's Auntie Jane and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the self-advocacy people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you from Auntie Jane.
We recognise all the self-advocacy has done their hard work over the years and are still working hard today. The ones upstairs have already done their bit. Grant human rights for all people with disabilities.
Hello and welcome to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 8:55 AM, 3CR Digital Radio and 3cr.org.au.
Today's show is about a happy, safer, inclusive future for all. I'm Simo, and with me today is...
Louise, I'm from Haverside, Bendigo.
My name is Amanda, and I am the Foundation member of Raising Our Voices. That's a short story in a small box.
I'm Sky, and I've been involved with New Wave Gippsland for a long time and, yeah, do lots of advocacy work around disability and sexuality.
Hi, I'm Cameron, and I'm a member for Rainbow Rights, an advocacy, self-advocacy group, and the representative of the VSAND committee.
Hi, my name is Janet Curran and I am the coordinator of VSAN, the Victorian Self-Advocacy Network. I am also a member of PEACE, which is Power and Culture and Equality, and we are a group of people run by and for people with disability from non-English speaking backgrounds.
I'm Chris from Haverside, Bendigo.
And I'm James from many self-advocacy groups.
Hey.
Today we are here to talk about what it means for people with disability to have a happier, safer, inclusive future. We will find out what self-advocacy think needs to change to make that happen and who needs to change it.
So, Janet, what does VSAN stand for?
Thank you, Sky, for your question. VSAN stands for the Victorian Self-Advocacy Network. And VSAN is a network of 18 self-advocacy groups in Victoria, and we run campaigns every year.
And what has VSAN been working on?
So, last year it was ongoing funding for self-advocacy. This year, it's disability is not a target. So it's around violence against people with disability. It's the fact that people with disability experience more violence than if you don't have a disability. And by the age of 15, 65% of people with disability have experienced violence. And of those, if you have an intellectual disability, you're more likely to experience sexual violence by the age of 15. Yeah. So VSAN had a protest on December 3rd. And we also had a petition there at Parliament House of Victoria. And then we went to the Queen Vic Women's Centre to have a debrief. And it was a really good time for self-advocacy groups to get together, because I think that self-advocacy groups often have their own work. But when we get together, we're the big voice of Victoria. It was a fabulous day. The sun was out. Melbourne really delivered, and so did self-advocates. We all got together and stood up for victims, survivors of violence and people with disabilities. The banner looked glorious on the steps of Parliament. Four MPs came: Emma Vullent, John Mulhay, Natalie Hutchins, Eden Foster, Meng Shui Tuck. All came out in support of people with disability that have experienced violence, because we all know that the violence has to stop.
Yes. Yeah.
Well done.
That's awesome, Janet. Way to go.
Yes. Well done, Janet.
Indeed. How can people stay safe out in the community?
Yeah. In the campaign, I've spoken to lots of different organizations, and the common theme has been that it's not only your responsibility to keep you safe, even though you do have a responsibility to keep you safe, yourself safe, but it's the community's responsibility to keep all everyone safe. So if we see violence and if we see something unsafe, it's very important, if it's safe to do so, to speak up about it, yeah? So it's called bystander action. So I think it's the responsibility of everyone.
Well done.
Yeah, because bystander, I've done some bystander training, and it's really important. You see it all the time. People, something's happening, and people just stand by and watch and not actually do anything about it. So it is really super important. That's to be good bystanders, to be able to speak up when something isn't right.
Yeah, and I think it's unhelpful when people say you shouldn't have been out at night, or you shouldn't have been wearing that, or you shouldn't have been doing this, or you shouldn't be doing that. It doesn't matter if you're out anywhere or doing anything, you should be safe everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Because people have a right to do whatever they like with,
Yeah,
they
as long as it's within the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not responsible for someone else's bad behavior.
Correct.
So people with disabilities are not responsible for other people's bad behavior.
No, they're not. Can I add to that? As well as the bystander work, they can also let someone know that they trust so they can help them.
Yeah, so if
Cool.
you're going somewhere that you haven't been before, you could let someone that you trust know that you're doing that and that you're doing something that is new, and then you can have a, what do they call it? Help me out, people.
Is it have an idea strike? Like a
Yeah, a
strike?
safety plan. That's it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's it.
Thank you.
All
Well,
right.
it's a safety plan.
You can learn how to do self-defense.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Chris.
Lance, if you're able to do that, there are some people who can't learn self-defense.
Yes, that's it.
What should happen to make it safer in the community?
Well, we've had a petition running throughout the campaign, and a part of those demands have been maybe set up a service especially for people with disability that have experienced violence. Because when you're a person with a disability that has experienced violence, there's other things that people have to consider. Like it might be like a service, or it might be like a carer or someone in power. So that's a bit complex. We are saying that there needs to be like a special service to help people that have experienced violence, like victim survivors, to help them get better. or be okay. Another demand we've said is maybe have like safety zones in the community.
Yeah, I love that idea too.
Yeah, where there's like people with disability, but people, anyone can go there. But the thing is, if it's safe for people with disability, often it's safe for everyone. And that's what we want. We want everyone to be safe, but we want to recognise that people with disability are often a target because they're easier to, like, I don't like to use the word vulnerable, but they're easier to hurt.
Than a lot easier to take advantage of, Janet. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So also what would make it safer for the community is that if police and services in the violence prevention space would get training in disability and how people with intellectual disability can't always report in the same sort of way.
No.
And can't sort of remember or to report in a way that the police want them to report. So we've also demanded for better disability training. And Cameron was talking about a disability liaison officer. So at the police station, and that would help. So we've asked for different things, but those are the main things.
Yeah.
And Janet, I was just thinking that while you're talking that this really has a different effect in country areas than the city or the suburbs because there's not as many services in the country.
No.
And I think that's really important to think about as well.
Yeah. And I think the country has different issues about being inclusive and being safer for the future. And I think the country gets neglected a bit.
Yeah,
it's really up to the government to think of everyone in Victoria, because everyone in Victoria counts and everyone deserves to be safe everywhere.
I wouldn't be surprised down the track, and I know I'm looking at the future here.
Yeah.
Everybody maybe wear cameras they can put on their clothes and that and that stuff, but that's only for the information, but it physically doesn't stop you from being attacked. So 50-50 about that idea. And I've got a couple more ideas. About carrying a whistle on you. If you get attacked, you can blow the whistle. That mail may not bring you help, but alert something's going on.
Yes, it's another idea.
Yep.
There are these little devices that you can buy. They're like loud SOS kind of buttons. Like you push it and it makes a really loud sound and it can be heard for miles. That's another good way to stay safe in public.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've got a hidden disability lanyard that I wear around my neck quite often because people can see that I've got one disability, but they don't see that I've got more than one disability.
Yep.
Yes, and I've got one like that. I wear one like that a lot, and it also makes people aware, doesn't it? Which might help us stay safe.
Yeah, it's a sunflower lanyard, and shows people that. You know, you've got something going on that you might need more help with. So I actually really like that I wear it. It's quite good.
Well, another thing to add, I'm going away for Christmas and I'll be wearing my lanyard around when I go to the airport. I've never worn it before to get support when I go to the airport.
Well, I wear it everywhere whenever I go out.
Just a thought for people if you travel.
Oh, yeah, you've got to do that, Skye. We'll be right back after the happy song by the Reinforced Self-Advocates.
things, think happy things. Happy, 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 ha, ha, ha. Happy will get inside of you. Take a friend in hand, or if you wish, make a stand. Take them to your favorite coffee place. See that smile grow on their face. Happy makes me feel good, like I promised to you.
I'm happy because everyone's here.
I'm happy just being me.
I'm happy because Rena Force is the best. They're the greatest group. I'm really happy with Rena Force.
Well, I'm happy because I'm here today. I haven't been part of Rena Force for nearly 2 years, but I'm happy to be here today.
We're happy to have you,
Greg. I'm happy around my daughter.
I am happier because I can tap tap with the music that we play.
I'm happy to be here and happy to be here with all my friends from Reinforce.
I'm happy being here with all my friends.
I'm happy when it's peaceful.
I'm just happy when everybody is happy.
I'm happy around positive people.
I'm happy as being free as a bird and with the Indigenous people too, on me being Indigenous as well.
I'm happy because I'm here at Ross House.
I'm happy because I'm here at Reinforce.
The song you just heard was the Happy Song by the Self-Advocacy from Reinforce. The song was chosen because it is International Day of People with Disability, and people with disability created this song.
Yeah.
You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR, 855 AM. 3CR digital and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disability for people with disability. Nothing about us without us.
Today we are talking about the International Day of Person with Disability. And our show is called A Happier, Safer, Inclusive Future for All.
My name is Janet Curtin, and I am the coordinator of VSAN, the Victorian Self-Advocacy Network. I am also a member of PEACE, which is Power and Culture and Equality, and we are a group of people run by and for people with disability from non-English speaking backgrounds.
I'm Chris from Habersay Bendigo. How can the government make the community safe and more inclusive for us in the future?
Well, I think, Chris, after working on the campaign and seeing what's out there, and I think it's a very hard system for someone to actually find help. You have to go through a few hoops, and it's not like a direct number. You get referred everywhere. But I think a good way that the government could help is to make it easier for people with disability to report and get the help that they need, because at the moment it's not easy. It's a bit complicated. It's a bit hard. And also, I think the obvious way that the government can help and make things happier and more inclusive and safer is to work with self-advocacy groups.
Yes,
absolutely. Right.
So that's one of our demands, to work with self-advocacy groups around issues that affect us. So nothing about us without us. And you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and it's really hard to find people with disability that have lived experience of violence, I found, that would speak out. So maybe if they're speaking out in the self-advocacy group, you're getting that lived experience without it being so confronting. VSAND has asked the government to work with self-advocacy groups. That's how they can make it safer and happier for people with disability, because at least then we know that the information that we give them comes from the person with a disability. And I think it's very important that we listen to victim survivors as well and lived experience, because they've lived it. So we should not go in there thinking we know what help they need.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that what should happen is with the self-advocacy groups, those self-advocacy groups would invite someone from the government to come and talk about their problem with feeling unsafe in the community, and then they can work on it from there. And maybe like someone from the local council who represents the government that way.
That is a really good idea, because then the government's just not assuming how we all work. Like, they will actually sit there and listen to what we're dealing with and how unsafe we are in public, instead of just assuming things.
Yep.
That was actually really, really good thinking there.
Yes, absolutely. Well done.
I was just thinking too that I've heard of these like information exchanges, or like a central phone number you can call if you're not sure where to go to about a certain issue. And then you could describe the situation that you've come across, and then the information exchange person can tell you, okay, that sounds like you might need to report it to the police, or, you know, refer as like an information referral system.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, Sky.
Yeah.
I've just had another thought, you guys, is to have a special number which is specific for people with disabilities when in trouble. Rather put in your iPhones, iPad, and the works. So if you get into trouble, you can either ring that number on your phone, if you've got one of those watches. That's another idea.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. I think that should really be a good idea, and Yep. It should be set to ring on your watch by itself in an emergency, so it should do it if you really need it.
Or your mobile phone if you've got one. It's a certain number that has us in mind.
Yes, absolutely.
You can already share your location in location settings on your phone with certain people that you trust. So okay. I've got mine shared with my sister and my support worker, and so they're able to look at where I am, and they know where I usually go. So if it's they look at it and they think, oh, that's unusual, they can, you know, call me or
see what's going on
if I'm in an unusual place.
Yep.
That's very, very good thinking, because it's you just don't know, like, what's going to happen when you leave the house one day, Neil. But it's scary.
It is.
And we have the right to be safe and proud of who we are.
Exactly right, Michael. Yeah. What government policy needs to change to make this happen, Janet?
That's a big question.
But I come up with the big ones.
I know. Well, I'm not an expert, but having been in the campaign and in the violence prevention and observing it, I think what really needs to happen is that the laws have to stop protecting the people that hurt people with disability, like the violent people, and start protecting the people with disability, the victim survivors. I think a major thing, and I think it's pretty simple, but I think having listened to everyone and them talking about what they've been through, I think the number one thing that the government and other people have to do, like police and organisations, is that they need to believe people with disability that have experienced violence. Because if you're not believed, and I know it seems crazy, because of course you would believe someone if they told you, but time and time again, I'm hearing that people with disabilities are not being believed, that they've experienced violence or abuse. And that is devastating.
It is, absolutely.
It happens all the time, I think.
It does.
Yeah.
So it does. I think that needs to happen.
Mm.
And I think the more disability officers they have with the police and interacting with the police, the better, I think.
Yep.
I think... the community just has to care, because people with disabilities, their lives matter too.
They do.
Like, it's silly for us to say, but when people say, you know, I just want to be believed, and I would be like, what do you, like, the service didn't believe you, the police didn't believe you. No. Yeah. And I'm like, that's just jaw-dropping.
Yeah, so it's terrible.
There needs to be government policy that says we believe victims. Victims' stories are first.
Oh.
And they should be guiding their own way of working it out. Like, they should be in charge of what they need to do to work it out.
Janet, I was just going to ask Janet, Did the Royal Commission bring some of these issues to light, and has the government responded to that, to those issues?
Guy, I have to say this with so much disappointment. So all of the recommendations that came out of the Royal Commission have not been addressed. Not.
Oh, wow.
Not one.
Yeah.
So that is very disappointing.
It is. Absolutely, it is.
Because the government already know this, because they have the Royal Commission to that says it. That's told them.
Well, it seems like the Royal Commission was just a tick box to say that they did a Royal Commission and they didn't actually do things, because we know for a fact that awful things still happen.
Yes, and it's really disappointing, Janet, isn't it?
It is disappointing.
But what is extremely hurtful is the fact that it kind of feels like we've been forgotten by the government.
Yes, absolutely. It's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's right. What does the community need to change to make it happen?
I think the community needs to stop thinking people with disabilities need to be kept safe, and switch that thinking to how can we make the community safer rather than taking us out of it. They, like as I said at the beginning, we're all responsible for everyone's safety. I mean, there's individual responsibility. Like, if you go on a train and you trip over, it's the community's responsibility to make sure that it's safe and that it's posted. But at the end of the day, you weren't watching where you were going. So there is a bit of like self responsibility, but I think the community really needs to stop thinking that the way to have safety for people with disability is to take them out of it.
Yeah, which is wrong, Janet.
We need to be in it, because we deserve to be in public spaces and safe in our own home.
Too right.
Not many other communities have workers in their homes, yeah?
Yeah.
I think what they need to do is to put themselves into our shoes and to see what it feels like to have a disability.
Mm. Yeah.
Beautiful wording then, mate.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's like until they experience it themselves.
Mm. Until they've walked a mile in our shoes.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Very good.
I agree to that one.
Yep. Very true in my book. Very true.
Those were really beautiful words there, Chris.
Yeah.
And I guess to be allies to people with disabilities, the community needs to be allies.
They do, absolutely they do, Janet. Also, with being inclusive, they should have a person that they can contact about where they need to go and what they need to do if there are any problems.
Mm. Yep. Good one, mate.
You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disability for people with disability. Nothing about us without us.
Today we are talking about a happier, safer, inclusive future for all.
Yeah.
My name is Janet Curtin, and I am the coordinator of VSAN, the Victorian Self-Advocacy Network. I am also a member of PEACE, which is Power and Culture and Equality, and we are a group of people run by and for people with disability from non-English speaking backgrounds.
I'm Chris from Habersay Bendigo. What does a happy, safe, more inclusive for the future will look like for you?
To me, what a happier, safer future looks like to me is honestly anything where I can walk out of the house and just sit there and just think nothing's going to happen today. Like, I walk out of the house and I know I'm going to be safe no matter what. Like, to me, where we can all be accepted for who we are.
That question for me would be to have no violence, everything clean, collected and squared away. That's my book.
A peaceful world.
Yep. That too.
And safer streets.
Be safe. That's right.
So how we can do that was what I said about having a person in the community that people with disabilities can contact to help keep us all safe and included in the community.
Okay. So what that looks like for me is feeling safe wherever you go, down the street, in your own home, where you don't have to be at home scared, thinking that someone's going to attack you, or walking down the street thinking someone's going to attack you. It would be good to feel safe wherever you go, day or night.
Too right.
That question means to me a non-violence on transport, no home invasion, stealing cars, just nice, pleasant, go out the front door and you're safe of houses. That I wish, but well, let's wait and see.
A safer, more happier future would look like for me is when it's socially unacceptable to be violent in any way, socially unacceptable, like totally, like you couldn't even think of doing that. And if you did that, you would be like shunned away.
That's right.
No more violence, no more hate against people with disabilities.
You're right.
Yeah, well said, Chris.
Yeah, this is Sky. I've just been thinking, I've been having conversations with some people about the effectiveness of the international community, so the United Nations, about how different countries can put pressure on each other to help each other to be more happier, safer place. And I think that if we are going to truly be a safer, more happier place, then we really need to look at ourselves as Australians, to look at what's happening at home in Australia, to be able to look at and really take seriously what people have said.
Yeah.
Like with the Royal Commission, but the government already know that what people have said, they've asked us, and they actually need to do something about it now.
Yeah, that's right. And they need to listen, Sky.
Exactly.
I agree. How can we get there to have a stronger voice for everyone to speak out what violence means to a person with a disability, and to have a stronger people that need to speak out for what they're feeling about being safe on the street?
My answer is, if we all work together, anything is possible.
Yep.
Because violence is very bad for people to have done to someone that I've known for many years, that people do violence in the streets, but it's not fair on people to be stabbed or killed on the street.
And they might be going about their daily business, and that is not on their agenda.
And I don't like people being hurt or have bad feelings said about them behind their back. It's called backstabbing people.
Yeah. Well, go back to what I said before about how we can get the politicians into self-advocacy meetings, because if we don't, then we can't make it happen without actually getting the politicians involved. So that's how we can do it.
Yeah, well done.
I think also that you could think about whether we can actually become more political ourselves, like joining political parties. And
possibly.
And actually showing that we do have a voice to be able to talk about this kind of stuff, because, you know, they don't know if they don't, we don't tell them in the way that they need to know. So it's all very well to have protests and everything, and that has their place, but to get involved politically within the major political parties, I think it is really useful as well to be able to show that, you know, this is important, and to bring it through those structures.
So, Sky, are you trying to say that we need to have a political party with people with disabilities to stand up for all disabilities?
Well, you can do it in various ways. Yeah. People can do lots of things. But
It's a good idea.
Because then it would be hard, then nobody can ignore us.
No, they can't. It would be very difficult to ignore then.
Exactly.
Yeah, get rid of One Nation.
All right. And I talked about politics without talking about politics.
I think politicians and decision makers actually have to care about stopping violence, and they have to work with people with disability. And they have to listen to us and put structures in place for people with disability, like services that specialize in that, and really have the intention of making a difference and caring about it, rather than putting all of these violence and women and all that together for one minister to do. We need to spread it out a bit and actually show us that it matters.
That's right.
And put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
Fantastic wording there, Janet.
And put your actions there too. Yeah.
Fantastic words there, Janet.
Well done, Janet.
I'd like to thank you, Janet, for spending your time with us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Yeah, very good. I love raising your voices.
Thank you again, Janet. Very interesting to hear your words of wisdom from once experience of life. Thank you.
That's right.
We want you back.
Not, yay! Not wise at all.
Want you back for good.
not wise at all. just learning. Just learning.
That's right.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yep.
If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR 8:55 AM. Today we talked about a happier, safer, inclusive future for all. We may have talked about some stressful or targeting topics. This might have brought up some difficult feelings for some people listening today. If you need help to talk to someone, please phone Lifeline on 13 11 14, Beyond Blue on 1300 224636, or speak to someone you trust.
We thank you for listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR on the 855 on the AM band. Raising Our Voices is a radio program run by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. Join us next month and we will be talking about part two of the show in September this year.
Called Life Experiences versus Schooling. Stay tuned to 3CR.
Ren, thank you for listening in, you guys.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Janet.
And as always, nothing about us without us.
That's right.
Too right.
Hey.
Yep.
We're going to be speaking up to end violence everywhere and speak up for respect and safety for people with disability.
Yay!
Have a fantastic New Year and a safe Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy New Year.
2026, you guys.
Stay safe, everyone.
Thank you for everyone for listening to Raising Our Voices and have a very safe Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yay!
From all of us.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.